Some translations are old and familiar, like old, worn-out shoes. And the King James Version begins chapter 2 with, "And it came to pass." And it came to pass. And I kept thinking about those words because in the newer translations, we don't hear that often. And it came to pass. For me, what I hear in that phrase is what God promised happened. And we are gathered here this night to celebrate that what God promised happened. And also that what God has promised will happen. We can trust that it will come to pass. That God will come again. But before we get to when he will come again, we need to spend some time here this evening in this manger scene with Joseph and Mary and the shepherds. Because sometimes when we hear the story often, we forget some of the words that are there. And as I was studying it, I realized that something very unusual happens when the shepherds and the angels have their confrontation or their meeting. It says in the scriptures, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." So I want us to stop just for a moment and think about that. Regardless of how we see all our children and grandchildren standing in shepherd costumes at the manger scene, something happens first in that field. Shepherds weren't very clean. They wouldn't have just taken their shower. They would have been a little bit dirty and grubby, and they would have been out there working. They were not necessarily the best of the culture. And that's where the angels came. The good news was giving to the working poor out in a field. The good news was given to people that might have been somewhat part of the inner circle, but not really close, but maybe related to, kin to, some of those further in. And some of them may have been paid labor, and some of them may have been aliens in a foreign land, there with the sheep. That's the place where the good news first came to the fringes of the culture, came to those who do not have any power in that world. And he said, the angel said, "I bring you good news of great joy. A Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." And then the angel tells them where to find this particular baby. And there the angel gets joined with this heavenly host. And one of my favorite songs says, "And it was not a silent night," as we're going to sing in a little bit. It was a pretty loud night. I cannot imagine those angels were doing anything but singing joyfully and in a huge chorus to those who needed to hear some good, good news. And then the angels offer this verse of, to us, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace." And then this translation says, "Among those whom he favors." The King James Version says, "And on earth peace to all men." To all men. To all humanity. God is offering God's peace to all through the gift of the baby born in a manger. And so when the shepherds went off to Bethlehem to see about this, and then they shared this good news with Mary and Joseph, and they got to see baby Jesus. Wouldn't that be wonderful to get to see baby Jesus? I've seen your grandmother and grandfather pictures holding your grandchildren, all excited about these little babies that have been part of your lives, or even if you're parents, of holding that baby that's been part of your life. Can you imagine holding baby Jesus? Can you imagine that moment when the shepherds got to meet baby Jesus. But Mary, his mother, heard their words and pondered them in her heart. But the shepherds had to go back. They had to go back to the fields, go back to their work, go back to their lives. But they went back to their lives as changed people, as they began to return and glorify, praise God for all that they had witnessed and what they knew and the gift that they received that night first on that hillside. God, the angels came right to where they worked and gave them the good news. And they heard that news so well that they went and followed and did as they were commanded to see the baby. So why is it important for us tonight to remember that? For me, it's important for us to remember that because there are times when all of us are somewhere on the edge of something, that we're not quite in that inner circle. I don't know how your high school years were, but my high school years, I never fit into any particular group or crowd. I was often all by myself, other than the fact that I was dating Leo. Now, he had a crowd, but they didn't quite accept me either. And so I was always in that place of non-acceptance, kind of the stranger in my family. I was the youngest of five. You know, they all were older than me. And so even in the family, I had this odd place of being not quite in the center until they all went away. And then I was center. But it came to pass that one day Christ came into my life. And I never felt again like I was on that outside looking in. But God comes to those on the outside looking in because they need to hear that message of good news, that message to know that they were created fearfully and wonderfully, that they are unique creations of God, and that they are loved by God. And God made this promise to them that they would be saved, made this promise to us that we would be saved. And tonight, the reason why we have Holy Communion is it's another reminder of that promise that it will come to pass, that God will come again and the world will know God's peace. Peace on earth, it will come to pass. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.